We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The U.S. Open, though. Second round, of course, is almost officially over. I think there's a couple of guys out on the course trying to finish up. And what has drawn, I think, most of the attention and discussion hasn't been, boy, Dustin Johnson really, he looks like the number one player in the world. He's playing unbelievable. That hasn't been it. Tiger Woods, you know, can he win a major? Is he going to be able to compete? No, that hasn't been the storyline at all.
No.
It's been all about this course chewing up and spitting out the best golfers in the world.
None of them are making the cut.
None of them are making the cut. You can go down the leaderboard. Jordan Spieth, +9. It looks like he's going to miss the cut. He's one shot off. Rory McIlroy was like +14. Tiger was +10. Ugh. Actually, Rory finished +10. Either way, this has not been very good golf. Okay. And the course and the conditions have certainly played a part. But I heard Mike and the guys talking about it earlier.
Minions. And they prefer to be called minions.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And I know they asked the question essentially stating, like, you know, don't you want to see great athletes go out there and perform at their best? And is it really fun to watch these guys go out there and struggle so much and make mistakes? And I just have a little bit of a spin on it. Me being a golf nut, you know, I don't know if you know that, Woj,
You like golf, huh?
Exactly. To put it in terms that you guys, you know, maybe might understand, I love what is going on at the U.S. Open, okay? Do I want to see high numbers all the time? Do I want to see these big stars and great golfers missing the cut? Absolutely not. But I will say this. Fighting through adversity and eventually being able to have success, you're going to appreciate that success a hell of a lot more. Like, one analogy that I've used in the past is Kevin Durant's championships and the titles that he's won in Golden State, they wouldn't mean nearly as
much as if
he had accomplished it in Oklahoma City.
Okay, I understand what you're saying for the athletes, but as a viewer, a golf fan, you still enjoy watching them struggle much?
Because it's the grind.
Who cares what adversity they're going to benefit from? Don't you watch to be entertained?
As a golfer?
I saw when Jordan Spieth missed that par putt at the end.
Drama.
You were pissed.
That was drama, though. He needed that putt to be on the cut line, and he missed it, so now he's going home.
I don't
home.
Think people want to see these type of scores.
Okay, and look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. I think golf is so rare. I think it's the only sport that you can watch guys struggle and be challenged on an entirely different level and not be at their best, but still be entertaining and still be fun to watch. Because let me just say this, okay?
What about Little League Baseball?
Stop it. Those kids should be getting paid, damn it. They're on ESPN. It's ridiculous. But the shots and the holes that you remember in golf aren't the ho-hum easy birdie that you shot where you stuffed a wedge to a foot and you had a tap-in birdie, okay? No, the shots that you remember in golf are the recovery shots. When you put yourself in a bad position and you got to go over a tree and somehow you end up getting up and down for par. Like recently, I went and played golf with my dad and one of his clients, okay? And I hit a drive so far right, it was almost like three holes over, okay? I was 250 out. I had to hit a long hybrid through trees to get near the green. Somehow made it through. I had to hit a nice little wedge up to get close to save par. Got it to about 12 feet. Rolled that thing in for par. And I turned around. I was like,
"This story over yet?"
Yeah. And I was a little embarrassed because I didn't know if my dad's client really wanted me to swear like that. But those pars where you can get up and down and save it, even though you're not playing well, those mean more than the birdies.
Is he still talking? Is he still telling that story? Is it still going?
Did you check out already? We still have two more segments.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying.
That's the fun part.
From the individual part. But when they're not making any of those shots at this U.S. Open.
They were, though.
And I'm not one who says, oh, it's so unfair how the U.S. Open, the course is set up. Well, no, there were also wind conditions yesterday, which has nothing to do with the course.
But the conditions made it worse. Yeah.
Exactly. I get no enjoyment out of, I mean, you want the gallery to erupt, you know, with a 35-foot putt going in. None of that is happening.
It also, though, With Dustin Johnson being so, you know, the ho-hum leader, four shots, you know, under, it makes you appreciate that performance even more.
I suppose.
Because he's the only guy that's really been able to kind of tame, you know, the course there. Got a three-shot lead, and he's looked every bit the part of number one player in the world. But you can go back to the first hole yesterday. Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas in the first round. They all teed off together, right? First tee, Tiger blows it over the green. Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas are in the bunker to the right of the green, right? They both have to get out of the bunker and, you know, try to somehow get up and down and save par. They both do. They hit putts that were not gimmies to be able to save that par. Meanwhile, Tiger at a triple bogey. But it's those pars that add up, and that, to me, is very exciting to watch.
Well, ticket texter 97136. I love watching golfers struggle. Okay.
It humanizes them. It does. It makes you feel better about your game because we're terrible.
Ticket text 97136. Calf cramps. I totally understand, Bogey. That will end a session quickly. When you're golfing, you get calf cramps.
Yeah, when I'm golfing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't get the ball in the hole after. I got to take a break.
See, I'll be interested to see what the ratings are like on Saturday and Sunday for this U.S. Open without Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth and not making the cut. I will be interested to see. To see if anybody agrees with your little theory.
Okay. The phone number is 248-539-9797. We already have somebody that's not listening. Ticket text 97136. You aren't hitting 250 yards, dude. Come on. I didn't hit my three hybrid 250 yards. I said I hit it short of the green. I was 250 out. I hit it like 30 yards shy of the green, then had to hit my wedge up, then hit the par putt to save it.
He zoned out of your story just like I did.
I can hit my drive 280 yards, okay? If I get a hold of it, 290, Lord. All right? Don't F with me.
Is he starting another story?
Sorry. I love golf. I can talk about it for days. All right, we'll get to your phone calls coming up. I know people agree with me. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.